Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Swing Trading for Beginners Stock Trading Guidebook by Alpha Bull Traders is an introductory personal finance and trading guide focused on swing trading, a style that aims to capture price moves over several days to weeks rather than minutes. Positioned for readers who are new to markets, the book emphasizes getting started without costly software or complicated systems. It presents swing trading as a more manageable alternative to fast-paced day trading, highlighting the value of having clear rules, repeatable routines, and basic risk controls. Based on public descriptions and summaries, the content centers on practical setup and process choosing a brokerage, using free online resources for charts and market information, and learning how to plan entries and exits. It also stresses money management and stop-loss discipline, common pain points for beginners. The overall purpose is confidence building through simple, plain language instruction and a lightweight daily workflow that encourages consistency over constant screen time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why swing trading and how it differs from day trading. A core idea in the book is that swing trading can offer beginners a more forgiving learning curve than ultra-short-term trading. Instead of trying to profit from tiny intraday fluctuations, swing traders typically look for clearer multi-day moves, which can reduce the pressure to react instantly to every tick. This positioning matters because many new traders are drawn to day trading without realizing the speed, stress, and execution precision it can demand. The book frames swing trading as a way to participate in stocks and other liquid markets, while spending less time watching screens and making fewer decisions per day. That naturally ties into the book's focus on routines and rules. If your holding period is longer, planning becomes more important than constant monitoring. Public summaries also indicate the book discusses market trends and timing, which fits swing trading's emphasis on aligning trades with directional movement rather than random noise. For a beginner, this topic provides the big picture context needed to choose an approach that matches limited experience, limited time, and the need to control risk while learning. Secondly, getting set up with low-cost tools, free resources, and the right broker. The book repeatedly highlights that beginners do not need expensive trading software or proprietary systems to begin swing trading. Public listings describe starting with an online trading account and using free websites for market information, along with guidance on selecting brokerage accounts suited to swing traders. This theme is practical, because early friction often comes from tool confusion, which platform to use, how to access charts, and how to avoid unnecessary fees. By focusing on low-cost or free resources, the book aims to remove common barriers and keep attention on the trading process rather than gear acquisition. Another angle is cost control. Broker commissions, fees, and execution quality can materially affect results, especially for small accounts. So selecting an appropriate broker is part of risk management in a broad sense. The book's approach appears to prioritize simplicity and accessibility. A beginner should be able to open an account, find reliable charting and screening information online, and begin practicing a repeatable workflow without buying add-ons that may not improve decision-making. Thirdly, rules, routines, and a time-efficient daily workflow. A notable promise in public descriptions is a simple technique that can be done in about 5 minutes a day, presented as a way to improve consistency and potentially increase the percentage of winning trades. While marketing language can be optimistic, the underlying educational value is the emphasis on routine. Swing trading is often less about constant activity and more about doing the same high-quality steps, regularly reviewing candidates, checking trend conditions, planning orders, and updating risk levels. The book also positions itself as a how-to manual written in plain English, which supports the idea that beginners benefit from checklists and repeatable habits rather than abstract theory. A structured routine can help reduce impulsive trades, prevent overtrading, and make performance easier to review. It also matches the needs of readers with jobs or school who cannot watch markets all day. This topic is central to the book's beginner-friendly identity. It encourages process over prediction, and it teaches readers to build discipline through simple daily actions that fit swing trading time horizons. Fourthly, risk management, position sizing, money management, and stop-loss discipline. Public summaries and related listings connected to the book emphasize money management and the correct use of stop-losses, including the common beginner mistake of placing stops too tightly and getting exited prematurely. This aligns with one of the most important realities of swing trading. Even a good setup can move against you before it works, and risk controls must reflect normal price movement. For beginners, the critical lessons are to define risk before entering, keep losses small enough to survive learning mistakes, and avoid letting a single trade dominate the account. The book's attention to routines and rules logically extends into risk management rules, such as maximum risk per trade, where to place a stop based on the trade thesis, and how to plan exits rather than improvising under stress. In a beginner context, these concepts are often more useful than complex indicators because they address the main reason new traders fail inconsistent decision-making under pressure. By foregrounding money management and stop-loss setup, the book aims to help readers trade in a way that is sustainable and measurable. Lastly, finding opportunities trends, basic technical cues, and market awareness via social media. The book's public descriptions indicate it covers understanding market trends, setting entry and exit points, and learning foundational chart reading concepts, including basic candlestick and technical analysis ideas. For swing trading, these elements typically support a simple goal: identify a favorable direction, wait for a recognizable setup, and manage the trade with predefined risk. In addition, the book mentions using social media, including following traders on Twitter, as a way to stay aware of market narratives and fast-moving catalysts. That focus reflects a modern reality sentiment, and attention can influence short to medium-term price movement, particularly in widely discussed tickers and sectors. For beginners, the useful takeaway is not to treat social media as a signal by itself, but as an awareness tool that can help generate ideas to research with charts and rules. Combined with the book's low-cost toolkit approach, this topic rounds out the opportunity pipeline. A reader learns where ideas may come from, how to filter them through trend context and basic technical cues, and how to translate them into a planned trade rather than a reaction. In conclusion, this book is best suited to true beginners who want a straightforward introduction to swing trading and prefer practical guidance over dense theory. Readers who feel overwhelmed by complicated indicator systems or high-priced courses may appreciate the book's emphasis on getting started with an online brokerage account and free market information resources. The most tangible benefit is process it encourages rules, routines, and time-efficient habits that can help a new trader avoid common behavioral traps such as overtrading, chasing moves, or ignoring risk. Its repeated focus on money management and stop-loss discipline is especially valuable because risk control is often the difference between a learner who stays in the game and one who blows up early. The book also stands out in the beginner trading category by framing swing trading as a potentially calmer alternative to day trading, with decisions made on a slower schedule and supported by a repeatable daily workflow. Experienced traders looking for advanced market structure, deep backtesting, or quantitative strategy design may find the material basic. But as an entry-level roadmap that prioritizes simplicity, affordability, and disciplined execution, it fits the needs of readers trying to build confidence and competence step by step. If you would like to support Alpha Bull Traders, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.